News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in to this Friday edition of the show. The weekend is here. I am the host today. My name is Andrew Green. Glad to be with you for today's program. Of course, this is the show where we have longer conversations about things you may have heard about recently on WSJM News. If you've heard about it in our news coverage, we'll talk about it on Our Take in a more extended fashion. And we have longer conversations with folks who are in the know or making things happen in Michigan's great Southwest. Coming up on today's program, we will chat with a representative of Kinexus. Actually, this is an organization that falls within Kinexus. It's the Youth Solutions Incorporated. It's an extension of the Jobs for America's Graduates program. Last week, they got word they're receiving a large grant, $250,000, to continue and expand their programming for at-risk youths in Michigan's great Southwest. Coming up on today's program, we will talk with Youth Solutions about what they do to help ensure at-risk youths finish high school and even go on to college or acquire job skills. Also on today's program, we will talk with someone from the United Way, but she is speaking on behalf of a program started by Moody on the Market. Moody on the Market, Pat Moody, he started an initiative known as the 40 Under 40 Initiative. They're looking for individuals here in Michigan's great Southwest who are under the age of 40 and who are real go-getters in the community, the ones who are the next generation of leaders here in Michigan's great Southwest. They're looking for 40 individuals under 40. We'll talk about 40 under 40 with one of the people heading up this campaign. And also we'll get a box office preview on today's program. Our man in the dark, our blockbuster expert, Jacob Holmes, will pop in here. He and I will talk about what's new at the cinema. If you'd like to weigh in on something we discussed, just send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Stick around. We'll be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Friday edition of the program. I hope you have a wonderful weekend lined up for yourself. Right now for this segment of the show, I thought we would chat with a representative of Youth Solutions Incorporated. That's a organization that works with at-risk youths in Michigan's great Southwest. It's part of Kinexus. It's actually an extension of the Jobs for America's Graduates program. They got a large grant last week, so I caught up with the director of Youth Solutions Incorporated, Kristen Harrington, to find out about this program and what they do and what they'll do with this grant. So let's hear what she had to tell me. All right, Kristen, so Youth Solutions Incorporated is receiving a $250,000 grant. Tell us a bit more about what your program is.
Absolutely. So we're a statewide youth opportunity nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. That's really committed to equipping young people with the skills needed to remove barriers in their life, mm-hmm. and helping them to win in education, employment, and as citizens. We actually got our start in connection with a local nonprofit, Kinexus, and have over time grown into a subsidiary organization.
Of Kinexus? Okay, so Youth Solutions, you help young people to overcome obstacles they might be facing toward reaching a successful future. So what sort of obstacles are we talking about here?
It's a whole range of education and employment-related obstacles. For example, some of our young people face homelessness or pregnancy, parenting young people themselves, foster care status, and even being behind in school or having issues with attendance are some of the barriers that we're facing.
And how do you get connected with these young people?
We work in close partnership with local school districts. So within Southwest Michigan, we're partnered with Benton Harbor High School, Hartford High School, as well as their alternative program, the Kinexus Bridge Academy, Ross Beatty High School in Cassopolis, and then Dowagiac Union High School. And we actually place certified teachers in the classroom to teach our course, Jobs for Michigan's Graduates, for elective credit. So young people come to our class every day just like they would go to their math or English class.
So they have Jobs for America's graduates classes in these schools?
Yes, and we serve on average around 50 students per program. At Hartford and Benton Harbor, we have two programs each, so we're serving over 100 students at both of those schools.
So if we talk about a student, a high school kid who might be facing some obstacles that could prevent him from graduating, he might take this class that will work with him?
Yes, absolutely. So we're really focused on ensuring that young people graduate from high school and then transition into meaningful employment opportunities and or post-secondary education. We focus specifically on an at-risk youth population and offer an employability skills curriculum that's aligned to those skills that employers are actually looking for in people on the job, such as how to show up to work on time and how to work well with others when you're there. So this is a class, of course, that we focus on a specific population, but it's applicable to any young person.
Okay, so you work with some local schools. You mentioned some of them there, Benton Harbor, Dowagiac, Hartford. I know I'm missing at least one.
Ross Beatty and the Bridge Academy.
All right, so Youth Solutions Incorporated, part of Kinexus. It works with at-risk youths in area schools. It has received a $250,000 grant from Grad Nation and AT&T. Tell us more about this grant and what you'll do with it.
We're really excited to be named among five total grant awardees for the Grad Nation Acceleration Grant, and that's through America's Promise Alliance as well as AT&T. And it's really centered around an initiative to raise the national graduation rate up to 90%. Currently, Michigan is lagging the national average at 79%. And our organization really seeks to make an impact on the Michigan graduation rate over time. We were selected by America's Promise Alliance for this grant because we have such demonstrated progress in making an impact on graduation rates. Last year, from the class of 2016, for the students that we serve, 98% of them graduated, and then 91% of those graduates went on to employment or post-secondary education. So, we're outpacing the state graduation rate significantly by about 18%, and then even more significantly when you start to look at factors like economically disadvantaged.
Wow. So, and Youth Solutions is getting $250,000 over 2 years. Is that right?
We are. Yep. And that will help us to continue to expand our programming across the state. We're currently in 42 cities and serving over 2,700 young people this year. So we'll seek to expand those numbers, but also to enrich our programming, to provide even more support to our staff across the state and then our students, to ensure even more outcomes on behalf of the young people that we work with.
And so Michigan has an overall high school graduation rate of 79%, but of these kids who take part in your Youth Solutions programming, 98% end up finishing high school?
Last year, yes, 98%. And we are a state affiliate. The Jobs for Michigan's Graduates is a state affiliate of a national organization called Jobs for America's Graduates, or JAG. And the JAG program has been operating currently operates across 35 states, of course, Michigan included, and it's been in existence for over 36 years. And over that time period has maintained a 90% or higher graduation rate working with this at-risk population.
So you personally, have you yourself worked with some of these young people who take part in the program?
I have. Actually, I started initially in a Jobs for Michigan's Graduate Specialist role, where I was working directly with young people.
So when you look at a young person who might be facing these obstacles that you help them to overcome so they can finish high school and go on and get a decent job, I mean, what do they need to help them get through that process?
We say that there are so many reasons why young people don't come to school every day, but we always strive to be the one reason that they do. So that deep connection with a mentor, which would be our program specialist, is often the key reason why that young person comes and sticks with the programming. While they're there, then, of course, we're able to provide them with employability skills training, barrier removal services, connectivity to employment opportunities, exposure to careers that are out there, and a whole range of other services that then enrich the experience for them and keep them coming back and staying through graduation and then ultimately going on to what we call positive outcomes, which is employment or post-secondary education.
Okay. So who are the mentors?
So the mentors are what we call Jobs for Michigan's graduate specialists.
Okay.
And they are, if they're operating in a traditional high school setting, they're highly certified teachers. And then if they're operating in one of our dropout contexts where we're recovering young people back into the classroom, they're individuals often with social services backgrounds who are working with our young people, again, to provide that curriculum around employability skills, but then to also offer all of the services that are associated with our program.
So just giving a young person a little bit of extra attention, somebody to work with, somebody who actually cares and pays attention to them, that can make a big difference.
Absolutely, can make the difference in someone's life.
And so this grant that you're receiving, the $250,000, it enables you to expand throughout, 2018, 2019?
It is. So, yep, it will start this year and then continue on for the next 2 years. And then we hope to continue our partnership with America's Promise Alliance, and AT&T has been a longtime supporter of our organization. So we fully plan to continue our collaboration with that organization as well.
We've been talking with Kristen Harrington of Youth Solutions Incorporated. Last week, they got word they were getting a grant from Grad Nation and AT&T for $250,000 to expand their program for at-risk young people at schools in Benton Harbor, Hartford, and Dowagiac. Kristen, is there anything else that you'd want to tell us about Youth Solutions Incorporated?
No, I would add that we also work really closely with the state's Department of Talent and Economic Development, and really are committed to building Michigan's youth talent pipeline long-term. We know that across the state there are shortages in a variety of industries that are crucial to our state economy. And we believe that our young people are that key talent that's ultimately going to come and fill those positions over time. So we're committed to building that talent pipeline and working in partnership with America's Promise Alliance, AT&T, the State Talent and Economic Development Department, amongst many others, is really what helps us to do our work every day. So we're very appreciative.
Just out of curiosity, the kids you work with, are they more likely to wind up in college or in a job after high school graduation?
It's more common for them to go on to employment in some form, not necessarily full-time. A lot of the students do part-time employment and part-time enrollment in post-secondary education. Our students don't often have the luxury of being able to devote full-time to post-secondary, given the demands that they have at their family life to support loved ones financially.
All right, that was Kristen Harrington, the director of Youth Solutions Incorporated. It's located within Kinexus, and it's an extension of the Jobs for America's Graduates program. They operate in Benton Harbor, Hartford, and Dowagiac, working with at-risk young people, providing them with mentors. That seems to be the key. They have a 98%, well, last year anyway, they had a 98% graduation rate for the kids that took part, compared to an overall graduation rate in Michigan of 79%. They got a $250,000 grant last week, enabling them to expand and continue their operations around our fair state of Michigan. We appreciate Kristen's time on Our Take. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. As noted, this is Our Take. Right now it's time for a break. When we come back, we will learn about the 40 Under 40 program. This is something that Pat Moody got started. We'll chat with a representative of that program. It's Charlotte Becker. She works for the United Way, and she's the head of the judging committee for 40 Under 40. We'll learn all about that in the next segment of the show. If you'd like to weigh in on something we've discussed, send us an email. The address, ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E. At WSJM.com, News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Stick around. We'll be right back. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. This is Our Take. Thanks for tuning in to this Friday edition of the show. We're almost out of here for the week. Right now for this segment of the program, I thought we would learn about the 40 Under 40 initiative. This is something that some guy named Pat Moody started. over at Moody on the Market. What it is, it's an initiative to find 40 people under the age of 40 here in Michigan's Great Southwest who are shaping their community, the real go-getters. And United Way's Charlotte Becker is the head of the judging committee for this initiative. You go to their website, you can nominate people. We'll get into that in a minute. But I caught up with Charlotte to learn about the 40 Under 40 initiative. Let's hear what she had to tell me. Okay, Charlotte, we're talking about 40 Under 40. Is it correct to call this a contest?
I don't know about a contest as much as just an opportunity for community members to nominate a young professional.
Okay, so yeah, tell us what it's all about. What's the idea behind it?
So the top 40 Under 40, it's the first time to really be available in Southwest Michigan. So it's open to the Tri-County area, so Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren. And anyone can nominate somebody that they think is an emerging leader, somebody that they want to highlight in our top 40 under 40. So we have a nomination committee, and we're going to be looking through all the nominations over a couple weeks, and we're going to decide on the top 40, and then there will be a reception where they can come and we can acknowledge them, and they will receive a plaque. Kind of as a keepsake for them after the event.
And this is sort of, the next generation, I guess, of leaders here in Michigan's Great Southwest.
It is. So it's, those new emerging leaders who we really want the opportunity to highlight for the work that they're doing in the workplace as well as philanthropically.
All right. So right now you're taking nominations for the 40 Under 40 over at moodyonthemarket.com, and then your committee will review those nominations, selecting the who should be the winners. Now, what's the time frame for all of this?
Yeah, so the nominations are open now, and they close at midnight on February 25th. From there, the committee will have a couple weeks to review all of the nominations submitted, and the reception will be held in April.
Okay, now describe to us, when you talk about emerging leaders, what sort of qualities are you looking for here?
We're looking for people who have, over the past year or so, really excelled in their workplace. They've shown very strong leadership skills. They're part of committees or boards. They're getting involved with nonprofits. They're volunteering, just kind of checking off all the boxes of a very well-rounded individual who could really make their mark in this community over time.
Right. These are the real go-getters.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, why would you want to do this? Why salute those people under 40 who are making a difference?
I think it's about time that we did something like this. I think it's fresh and upcoming and, these are the future. This is the future of our community, and I think that it's good to recognize them and give them the acknowledgement that they deserve.
Okay, that was Charlotte Becker with the United Way. She'll head up the judging committee for this 40 Under 40 initiative started by moodyonthemarket.com. They want you to go to moodyonthemarket.com. I think you can go to wsjm.com and make a nomination there as well. Let's find out. Yes, you can. You go there and you see a banner, 40 Under 40, you click the thing. And then it'll take you to this nomination page where you enter in some information. All the rules are listed there, written by Mr. Moody himself. You put in the person's name, their age, their job title, place of employment, et cetera, et cetera. And then you have to fill out a few fields here. Tell us about the nominee's career path. How has the nominee made an impact? How has the nominee exhibited any or all of the following qualities? Drive, motivation, forward thinking, attitude, innovation, community involvement, and or leadership. Tell us about the nominee's achievements. Any further comments about your nominee? You submit your nominee, and then this committee will pick out 40 of them to be celebrated at a reception slated for this spring. And they'll get a plaque, and they are one of the official 40 under 40. I'm under 40, just barely. Technically, I qualify, I think, unless I don't. But anyway, if you know someone under 40 who you want to nominate, go to Moody on the Market or WSJM.com to do so. It's a simple process. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You're listening to Our Take. I thought right now we'd learn about, as long as we're talking business-related things, we'd learn about what happened yesterday at Lake Michigan College. Cornerstone Alliance and Cornerstone Chamber of Commerce, they held their annual awards breakfast. This is where they celebrate business leaders here in Michigan's Great Southwest. They give out some awards. There's always a keynote speaker. Yesterday's keynote speaker was Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette, who talked about the state's business climate and what it needs moving forward. He called for all the usual stuff. And also, they gave out these business awards to local business leaders. I chatted briefly with Cornerstone Alliance's Rob Cleveland about the awards yesterday. More than 450 people showed up to LMC for the business recognition breakfast held by both Cornerstone Alliance and Cornerstone Chamber of Commerce. So this is the Cornerstones. Rob Cleveland with the Alliance told me the event, it's all about saluting folks who keep Southwest Michigan's economy running.
Look, we could honor 100 businesses today and it wouldn't be enough. We have so many great businesses in the community, large and small, all different kinds of services, and it's a great opportunity to just take a moment and celebrate their successes.
So they gave out these awards yesterday. Cleveland told me the event salutes business people who work hard and make the region tick.
Each year we try to give out usually 3 or 4 economic awards to companies. Always try to honor a small business, honor a manufacturer, and then also recognize a company that has an economic impact award.
So the Small Business Award went to the Mason Jar Cafe in Benton Harbor. That is a fine establishment. Recent winner of the Celebration Cinema Celebrated Service Award, actually about 2 years ago. There's also the Large Manufacturer Award. This one went to J.R. Automation.
Their 2017 had a $2 million expansion and 60 new jobs. And then our Economic Impact Award winner was to AEP Cook Nuclear. And Cook's another one of those institutions that can oftentimes be forgotten. But they've invested a ton of money in this community, and they have a taxable value of nearly $1 billion. So they're a huge economic engine for our community.
Indeed, I'm a fan of the Cook plant. Also yesterday, some individuals received awards. Gloria Ender with Freedom Finishing got the Merlin Hansen Exemplary Leadership Award. And Norma Torado Kellenberger with Lakeland Health got the David R. Whitwam Outstanding Achievement Award. And that's not all. There were some more awards given out yesterday. The Young Business Leader of the Year Award went to Lauren Kniebs of the Lazy Ballerina Winery. And then there was the Small Business Award. Receiving that was Watermark Brewing. Finally, we have the prestigious Pat Moody Award. This one went to Krugel Lawton CPAs yesterday. So those are the Cornerstone Chamber and Cornerstone Alliance big awards breakfast that happened yesterday at Lake Michigan College here in Benton Harbor. We congratulate and salute all the winners. I appreciate Rob Cleveland talking with us a little bit about yesterday's event. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Right now we'll take a break. When we come back, I will have our man in the dark, Jacob Holmes, come in here. He and I will chat about the new offerings at the cinema this weekend. If you want to go to the movies, we'll fill you in on what's playing locally, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about our Oscar picks now that at least I have seen all the nominees. If you'd like to weigh in on something we've discussed, send us an email. The address is ourtake at WSJM.com. That is O-U-R-T-A-K-E at WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, yay!
We are excited to announce something new to the very popular app Town Crier Wire. Introducing Video Newswire. Now, not only can you read local stories that matter to you, you can now watch the top stories happening in Southwest Michigan. Our team of reporters hit the streets with video recording equipment, so when the big news happens, they are there to ask the questions and video record the events and upload them to the app. Then you can watch and see it for yourself.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
Video Newswire is a tab you'll find on the home screen inside the app. Click the tab and you'll see all of the video news stories available for you to watch at your convenience. This is unique to Southwest Michigan. There's nothing else like it. If you don't have the app yet, go to your mobile download store, type in Town Crier Wire, and press install. It's that easy. And again, it's free.
Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay. There's a new way to read and see your local news today. Just pick up your phone or your tablet too. Go to your store. It's easy to do.
Town Crier Wire?
Town Crier Wire.
Town Crier Wire.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You're listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in to this Friday edition of the show. Almost time to get out of here. So far in today's program, we talked with a representative of a program that works with at-risk youths in Benton Harbor, Dowagiac and Hartford. They recently got a large grant to expand their operations. That's Youth Solutions Incorporated. We also learned about the 40 Under 40 initiative launched by Moody on the market. And right now, before we get into our final discussion of the show, I wanted to remind you of what's going on at Chatelaine Pavilion in St. Joseph today. 97.5 Y Country, their whole crew has been out there the past 2 days doing their radiothon for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. That is a very worthy cause. It's a hospital that treats children with cancer for free, and they'll take your donations. You can go down to Chatelaine Pavilion through 7 p.m. tonight, meet somebody from Y Country, make a contribution, or you can go to 975ycountry.com, that's 975ycountry.com, to donate to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Yesterday, they raised more than $11,000, and it's my understanding morning host Matt Malone pledged to get a St. Jude tattoo. So you've still got time to go down there and help them with that. Right now, I thought we'd close out today's edition of the show by talking about the latest options at the cinema. I've got Jacob Holmes right here. Jacob, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be on.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks. And
I know. I was on vacation, then I got sick, but now I'm back.
Well, at least it wasn't the flu.
I don't think so, yeah.
All right, well, it's Friday. A lot of people may be going to the movies this weekend, and there's a big one that is now playing at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor, correct?
It's based on the box office numbers. There's a good chance you probably already saw this movie last night. It's Black Panther, the latest in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's their 18th film.
Wow.
And the whole series is 10 years old this year.
What was the first one?
Iron Man.
Okay.
Yep.
And so now we got Black Panther, and people are excited about this film.
Absolutely. And I saw the film myself last night. I actually drove up to Kalamazoo to see this on IMAX, and it was totally worth it, by the way. This movie's gorgeous.
Really? Was the theater packed as well?
Oh, the theater was absolutely packed, not just in the IMAX, but they had at least two or three separate screenings at the same time. And it was absolute. I've never seen it that busy.
Wow. So, I mean, give us your review here. No spoilers, but what did you think?
No, I'm never a spoilers guy. I loved it. I mean, I'm a big fan of these Marvel movies. Even the ones that aren't so great, I still have a really good time with them, and I'll give them a pass.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, these movies are really consistently good. But this is easily in the top five,
really,
of this entire series. It's 18 films in. That does mean something,
right? That's quite good. And so, what is the deal? Who is Black Panther?
Black Panther is he's a classic comic book character. One of the ones created by Stan Lee.
Okay,
and he's the king of the fictional African country of Wakanda.
Okay,
who. And Wakanda is in the movie, a nation that sits on the biggest deposit of vibranium on the earth, which is, again, a fictional substance. It's an alien metal,
right?
Most powerful substance on earth. It's what Captain America's shield is made out of.
Okay.
And this country kind of built itself on that. And because they have the access to this technology, they are actually like an entire century ahead of the rest of the world, but they don't share it. They put on this front that they are a third world country.
Okay.
And so the ruler of the country is also the Black Panther, the protector of the nation. And that's something that's passed down from generation to generation. And this movie follows the latest person in line. His name is T'Challa. He's played by Chadwick Boseman.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Captain America Civil Wars when that character made his debut.
Okay.
And this movie basically takes place after the events of that movie, though you really don't need to have seen it to understand everything. This movie's really good at standing on its own.
Good, so you don't have to be familiar with all the Marvel movies.
No, it helps, but it's absolutely not necessary. So this movie deals with him in Civil War, spoilers for that movie, 2 years ago. His father was killed in a terrorist attack by the villain of that movie.
Okay.
And so now he has assumed the role. So this movie starts off with him being crowned king, and he's kind of having to take on the responsibilities of that and wondering now if he should change Wakanda's isolationist policies.
Okay.
Now that he's gotten himself involved in, you know, the Avengers mix-ups and all that.
Is this one of the, you know, I know that some Marvel movies are jokier and funnier. I've heard this one's more serious.
This is more serious. When this movie wants to be dramatic, it really goes for it. And yeah, there are some fun moments like T'Challa's sister, Shuri, played by Letitia Wright, he and her have a great chemistry together, and they kind of quip back and forth at each other a little bit. It's kind of like she provides him with all his tech and equipment and stuff, kind of like Q to James Bond.
Right.
This movie does go for the drama, and it nails it really well. This movie's directed and co-written by Ryan Coogler, who did Fruitvale Station and Creed. This is only his third movie.
Wow, so he's got a strong career so far.
Absolutely, and a strong career ahead of him, but that proves that he knows drama. He can he really knows what he's doing. And this movie, there's been a lot of talk about it getting political and everything, and there is a little bit of political subtext in there, but it's not in your face. That comes from the villain of the movie, Eric Killmonger, kind of a very comic booky name, but he's played by Michael B. Jordan, who was also in Creed, also who was fantastic, Human Torch in the Fox Fantastic Four movie. But so it's funny that he's in another Marvel franchise now.
Well, this one's a good one.
Yes, he's in a good Marvel movie, but he plays a villain who is a Wakandan exile, or he's a descendant of a Wakandan exile, and he comes back to challenge T'Challa for the throne, and he wants to plan is to arm is to share Wakanda's weapons, advanced weapons, with the world, with African American people who have been oppressed throughout history.
Are we getting into spoilers now?
Not really. This is
I don't want to reveal too
this
much.
This isn't really too spoilery, but I was going to get to the point that this villain is one of the best villains of the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
Because it's basically just been Loki from Thor and everyone else.
Right.
But Killmonger is very good. And that's all I'll say about his plan is that. So that's the moral conflict of this film.
So there's a moral conflict, and it's a mostly serious film.
At its core, it's still a Marvel. It's still a comic book action movie, but it's done really well. Like I said, when it goes for the drama, it nails it.
Great. Well, that's Black Panther. It's getting hugely good reviews. It's got a 97% on the Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's the highest rated. It's one of the highest rated superhero movies of all time, tied with The Incredibles, I think, for
great.
That title.
All right, so that's the big one. But let's talk about the other things that are new at the box office. What are some other the new ones opening up this week?
Well, for all you stop motion animation fans, like myself, there's a new film from Aardman Studios out of Britain called Early Man. These are the same people who made Wallace and Gromit, Chicken Run.
Right.
This is a movie about about a tribe of cavemen who get their land kind of taken over by people who have advanced a tribe who has advanced to the Bronze Age, and they have to. So the tribe main character in the tribe, played by Eddie Redmayne, decides to challenge them to get their land back, and the challenge is a game of soccer.
That's right. They invent soccer in this movie.
This is a very British movie, if you can't tell.
Yeah, well, it's that stop on animation style where they got the weird teeth. You know,
it's that studio style, yeah. Not all of them are like that, but you can tell it's from them. You can very much tell it's by these people. And this is a good cast, too. Like I said, Eddie Redmayne is in it. Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones, Timothy Spall, and Tom Hiddleston is the main villain. So it looks like a lot of silly, goofy fun.
All right. Well, it should be all right. It's a good kids movie that opened up. And then we've got a biblical story.
Right, it's the latest movie from PureFlix, the same studio that does, God's Not Dead, and I can't keep track of all the movies that they do. But this is Samson, and based on the trailers, this looks like their attempt to make kind of like an epic.
An epic action film. Well, you know, it's the Hebrew Hercules.
It's the story of Samson and Delilah. If you're familiar with that,
right.
With that story, a guy he's tremendous strength gifted by God, and it's people try to bring him down. Yeah,
he loses it for a while when his hair gets cut off by
Delilah betrays him. Spoilers. So this movie, yeah, I don't know. This seems like a really interesting movie. I saw the trailer for that, and I got it a lot too. I got a trailer for this in front of like Star Wars, and they're really trying to go for that audience that likes these big I don't want to say big budget because I don't think this has a big budget. None of their movies do.
Right, and it's got a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So it's not, I mean, but, you know, it's subjective. You never know what you end up liking.
I would consider seeing it just because I'm curious about what
I know. I'm a little curious as to what it's like as well. And it has a couple names in it. It's got Billy Zane. Obviously, these aren't like big names anymore. There's somebody else in the cast that I saw their name in it. I'm just like, he's in this?
Huh, interesting. Well, so you can see Samson if you want to watch a biblical epic. What else we still got playing that you recommend?
Well, a lot of, at least here in Benton Harbor, a lot of the Oscar movies seem to be kind of phasing out. Yeah. I finally saw Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Mm-hmm. I loved that movie.
So did I.
And I think that's still got a Showtime left or two. You still got Peter Rabbit, which got surprisingly better reviews than I thought it would.
I kind of want
to. If you're not
see
offended
it
by food allergy jokes.
Yeah.
that's the whole, I'm not going to get into that, but I'm curious about that.
So am I. I'm vaguely interested in Peter Rabbit. For some reason, Maze Runner is still playing.
Well, it's only been out for a couple weeks.
You can see Jumanji still.
Yeah, that's been the number one at the box office for the past month, almost surprisingly. I'm surprised at like how much legs that movie has gotten. And I enjoyed it. I saw it, and I thought it was fine. Didn't anticipate it getting this much traction.
Right. Well, and Black Panther will put the smack down.
Oh yeah,
on this weekend.
You know, they're poising Black Panther up to have one of the biggest openings of all time. Like, we're talking $200 million range for opening weekend.
Great. Well,
I'm almost positive that there will still be theaters playing it first run by the time Avengers Infinity War comes out first weekend of May.
Well, there you go. But, yeah, that's Black Panther, the big one this weekend. We both enjoyed
3 Billboards, 50 Shades.
Yeah, no, not 50 Shades, 3 Billboards.
I mean, that's still playing if you want to see that. I'm not going to judge you.
Hey, anyone looking for some old-fashioned romance, check out 50 Shades. Anyway, that does it for this weekend's box office discussion. Jacob, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take, and that does it for today's edition of the program. We should be back Monday, same time, same station. In the meantime, have a fantastic weekend.